Blog Talk Radio.
There will be days that just go wrong, make you wanna holler and shout, hands up in the air, wondering what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And you think that things can get much worse in a second. Oh, everything just goes south. Keep on keeping on. Whatever don't kill you makes you strong. Don't you worry, it won't be long. Darkness comes before the dawn. Take it one day at a time. God's grace is gonna be fine. You got what it takes down inside. Road ain't long. Keep on keeping on.
For Truth Radio, and the way that I'm going to introduce that
is to just play this little clip. Let me tell you, it wasn't exactly, it didn't come out exactly the way I thought it was going to come out. You know, we've been talking for a long time here on Contending for Truth Radio. We mention it often. The Contending for Truth Radio is going to try and make a run for Texas, like Glenn Beck did. And we got word last night that is exactly what we are going to do. So I'm facing a big move. We are looking forward to it. We're going to have a great time, boy. We're going to be down there right around the corner from Michael Smith of Conservative Nation Radio and down there in the land of Toby Marie Walker and many of the other patriots that are down there in Texas working so hard to protect our rights and protect our sovereignty. You know, Common Core wasn't brave enough to go into Texas, but they did have C-Scope. And C-Scope was defeated not too long ago. And the parents rose up and said, no, ain't going to happen. We got control. And although the battle's not totally over down in Texas, we're going to go down there and we're going to help them finish it off. And we're looking forward to that. We want to make that announcement here. And we want to we asked that for a couple of reasons. We want to have your prayers as we make this move, and we want to keep going. We are going to have Kim Varis on with us tonight. Kim, good boy, you're going to have to bear with me, folks. This voice is really, really gone. I'm going to be relying heavily on my co-host tonight. You know, I want to talk a couple minutes about Kim Varis. First, we're going to mention that we've got Stacey Tobush with us tonight. She's been on hiatus. She's been so busy. Still a mom, working really hard to fight Common Core and do all kinds of things. She's working down there, and she's had to kind of take a hiatus for a little bit, but she pops in with us every once in a while. We're going to be excited to have her with us tonight. We're going to have, of course, Dan Wilson, and Rodney Stanhope will be on with us a little bit later. He's really busy with political stuff this evening, as he is every week. Boy, he's a worker bee on the ground and fighting. He'll have some things to tell us about that. And then, of course, our own Jennifer Montrose down in Alabama with Stacey, fighting the fight as well. And we're going to have a great show tonight. You know, folks, this is Parental Sovereignty Radio because there's a lot of concerns that we have. We have concerns about our schools. We have concerns about our right as parents to raise our children the way they need to be raised. But it all comes back to common sense, just some basic common sense. You know, we've got this rule in California now that little boys can go in the little girl's bathroom if they think they're a little girl. And the reason given to us is because for fairness. But, you know, it's only going to create more unfairness. I'd like to see the bullying that will take place of the little boy after he comes back out of the little girl's restroom. A lack of common sense was put in that. And I've always said when we've discussed this, okay, so you got a little boy every once in a while that thinks he's a little girl. Let me use the principal's bathroom. We are at a huge, huge, huge lack of common sense in our country. And that's what the Rally for Common Sense is all about. It is going to be a absolutely wonderful show tonight. I'm working on getting Kim and Kim in here. She thought the show was in another hour, and I'm in the process of getting her in right now. But we've got Dan, and we've got Stacey. We will have Jennifer here shortly. So I'm going to pass it out to opening remarks, and then as soon as Kim shows up, and I have a funny feeling we'll be hearing from D-Rock Country himself as well. We'll all be able to thank him. You know, Dan, you know Kim and D. You've had a lot of experience with them, and I know your feelings about them. They're the same feelings that I've got. They are just a wonderful couple. They work hard at what they do. They love this country. There is no doubt they love this country. You know, D-Rock wrote a song, Patriot Girl. And boy, you wanna talk about a giant patriot girl. Kim Barris is a patriot girl, and she has put together this rally. She's been doing this each year. She's been having an absolutely incredible time putting it together, and it just gets bigger and bigger. She's got an incredible guest list. We'll go over that later, too. I'm going to pass it to you, Dan, to throw your comments in there, and then we'll pass it to Stacey, and then we should have Kim in here with us. Dan, down in Florida.
Oh, thanks a lot, Scott. And, yeah, both Kim and Dee were two of my first friends when I got onto Facebook on two separate pages. And we talked a lot and got very close. And when Herman Cain dropped out of the race, we are on two different Kane pages, and I suggested Dee to come over to this other page, and he came over with me, and that's how he met Kim, and never dreamed I was going to be a matchmaker, but they've been together pretty much ever since. I watched Kim as she was putting together this rally when she first did it, and talk about work. I just couldn't believe what she was doing and what she accomplished. I mean, it was incredible. And, you know, Dee has been creating such beautiful music. And two wonderful people and two wonderful patriots. You know, they both love this country more than anything. And, you know, I'm proud to know both of them and call them my friends. And with that, I'll pass it on over to Stacy. Stacy, how are you?
Oh, I'm trucking along, Dan. Thanks, guys, for letting me pop in the way you do. I am blessed to get to join you guys when I can. I'm going to be honest, and I just kind of carved out time and made time for this tonight because I just need it sometimes to have conversations with people who are awake to the to common sense and what's going on, and it feels like everything is coming down around us. And just yesterday, I had three or four people, and I have very few friends on Facebook, post about how Obamacare is affecting their lives directly and horribly. Y'all know my ex-husband and my kid's dad is active duty military, and luckily nothing hit on that end, but watching the news about how people, soldiers who are dying overseas right now, their funerals aren't being paid for and their families aren't being taken care of, it breaks my heart. So to be able to come and talk to you guys, and it gives me a little bit of hope, and then I can report from the front lines that every single time I leave my house these days, people are talking about that new mask, that new reading, that new mask. I was at the ballpark last night, and we spent an hour during football practice talking about the horrid mask that is happening with Common Core, and not one single person can say a good thing about it, because, frankly, there's nothing good to say about it. Y'all know my daughter and I have fits up and down with her math, and it breaks my heart every time she breaks down and cries. We had another episode last night where she was given a list of numbers, a list of about 5 3-digit numbers, and the question was, which of these numbers is the smallest? And the follow-up question was, how do you know? And it floored me on how I didn't know how to help her answer it. She didn't know how to answer it. And so we both ended up with tears in our eyes. And every single parent across this country who's having to deal with Common Core is dealing with the same thing. Anyhow, these are my opening remarks. I'm kind of fired up tonight. I hope you guys don't mind, but I'm glad to be here. Scott?
Well, and we're glad to have you here, Stacy. You know, you're a part of this team, and you're hardworking, and we understand your busy schedule, but it does not make us not miss you when you're not here, and you're always in our thoughts and in our prayers, and you're here with us, whether you're on the phone with us or not, and you've been doing some incredible stuff. You know, you've had some postings that have gone crazy viral. So proud of my little Stacy down there in Alabama on those. Let me tell you, your postings on Facebook got a lot of play, and you're working hard. You got some things coming up that we can't really discuss. We love stuff like that, stuff behind the scenes. But let me tell you, you're doing a great job, and we're so proud of you. So glad to have you here tonight to join the conversation. And we've got Jennifer Montrose with us as well, so we're going to pass it over to her for opening remarks. We got Jennifer down in Alabama 7, where we're going to keep fighting until we get an R congressman there in Alabama 7 next week. We're going to have one of Jennifer's good friends, Matt Jenkins. He's a friend of the show. We've had him on quite a few times. He called in. We're going to dedicate next week's show to Matt and to his congressional run there in Alabama 7. We followed Alabama 7 here on Continue for Truth Radio and on Conservatives Coast to Coast on the Underground Hard Drive for a long time now, starting with Don Chamberlain, who I'm in the process of trying to get a hold of, to get back on the show and talk about what he's doing. So I'm going to pass it to you, Jennifer, for your opening remarks.
Well, you know, the interesting thing with District 7 is the facts are that, you know, when they gerrymandered the district, they purposely fixed it. This was a joint effort between both parties to fix it so that Terry Sewell does not have to leave her community. She doesn't have to move her house at all, and she can stay right where she is. And still remain in District 7. So we know that we have a hard row to hoe because she's the pick you know, person, the token person to be in that district as a congress person, you know. And so the concern that we have is people say that, you know, you could take, you know, $4 million and chunk it into one race in District 7, or you could take $4 million and chunk it into three races and make a big difference. And my thing is, I'm a believer that you got to keep fighting the good fight, and you got to be willing to do whatever it takes to break that stronghold. You've got to, you know. And I know that people say that it's a lost cause. But, you know, there were people that said that abolishing slavery was a lost cause. People said that what Douglas was doing, what Sojourner Truth was doing, what Harriet Tubman was doing was a lost cause. You know, and, you know, but apparently it wasn't. But, you know, and with enough political agitation, you know, with enough political agitation, I think we could make a difference. But it's never going to happen, you know, if we just lay down and let sleeping dogs lie, you know. And we just recently had some news. Where District 6 congressional race, where Congressman Backus has decided he's going to retire. So now the field is open. We've got a candidate that I know that we're going to want to bring on, Dr. Chad Mathis, who's running in that race. He's not a professional politician. He's actually an orthopedic surgeon. But he's a conservative, through and through. You know, I think that we need to identify the problem areas that we have in various states. And we need to get out there and fight the good fight. You know, the things that are happening now with this government shutdown is a travesty. You know, and but, you know, I will tell you another good positive thing for Alabama, since we have all this wonderful news for Alabama to talk about. The Alabama judge denied disgraced abortionists bid to reopen the clinic. The Darvish's abortion facility had its license revoked in 2012 after the Department of Public Health in Alabama found 76 pages worth of safety violations. So this abortion doctor has said, I will agree to comply to all of your regulations if you let me open back up again. And they denied him. Praise God. So, you know, Stacy, I went and met with my son's teacher today, and it's full-fledged Common Core, and he's dealing with some issues. And so, you know, I'm concerned with all that we have going on. We've got to stay involved. You know, the teacher said to me that they have it in place, and she wished that they had slowly implemented it. And I said, well, I wish that they had not implemented it at all. I think that we have something else much better. I said, but Common Core is not it. So we got to keep a good fight. We've got to keep up the good fight, you know. We've got many, many things that are going on right now. I mean, with the government shutdown of so many things. I mean, there was a big issue with the Amber Alert system. The website was shut down, and there was so much backlash from it, they had to open it back up again. You know, but Michelle Obama's website is still left up. I mean, they're talking about, you know, just they want to politically agitate the conservatives to try to get us to break. And I think that we as conservatives, we need to get stuff right. We need to get righteous anger. We need to get that righteous anger like Douglas did when he was 16. And he said, And he said to his master, "No more. I'm not tolerating this anymore." And he fought back until his master left him alone. You know, and I think we as conservatives need to make a, you know, we need to get out there and fight the good fight. You know, this is our children's future. So with that, I'll pass it around the table.
Well, exactly, Jennifer. That's just it. It is a fight we're in. And it's not a fight for you and I. It's a fight for the kids, man. You know, I'm 45 years old. Oh, well, soon to be. And, you know, I've had a great life. I'm halfway through, you know. But I leave three nieces, and I worry every day about the life that they're going to have when they're my age. When they're my age, I'm going to be an old man in a rest home somewhere. But they're going to be just living their life. And I worry about the schools that they're going to have left in order to put their children in. And I worry about the economy that they're going to have to live in. I'm worried about if they'll ever be able to own their own home. I worry about if they will be able to freely worship God in church and not be hindered from that. And not be living in a world where the church is, again, what we ran from. The government saying what you can say and what you can't in church. You know, we established this great nation on the concept that we left over there because we couldn't worship freely. That's why we left England in the first place. That's why we came over here. That was why this whole thing was started. And we're running back down that road again. Running back down that road again, and they want to tell us what we can say in the pulpit. They want to say what we can do in our churches. It's going to be it's not going to be a pretty sight if we continue going down the road that the far left wants us to go. And I'm going to say this. I've said this over and over again. This is not the Democratic Party doing this. This is the left is in control of the Democratic Party. This is not John F. Kennedy's party. My grandparents, my mom's parents were both Democrats. This is not their Democratic Party. This is socialism, pure and true. It's insanity, a lack of common sense. We've got a president that's throwing temper tantrums right now. He doesn't want to work. He wants to cause chaos. And, you know, it's an ends justify the means mentality. And it's insane. It's absolutely insane. But it is a fight, and we're going to keep on keeping on. We're going to keep going, and I believe we're going to win. You know, Rodney Stanhope really gives me encouragement. He gives me more encouragement than you'll ever know. Because I sometimes, out here in California, you feel like we're really, really on the left coast. That's why we're moving to Texas. But, you know, Rodney encourages me that we're pulling back. And we took away the two-thirds majority here a couple of weeks ago from the Democrats in Sacramento, and that makes a huge difference. And we're winning battles. We've won a couple of elections here in the last few months that were special elections that were huge, absolutely huge. I got word from Dan that we got Kim calling in. And it's great, and we're laughing about it in the back. You know, social networking is great. we love it because, you know, I'm sitting here at my computer. I got my phone in my hand. I'm in my backyard studio where I like to be, and we've got Facebook open, and we're able to chat back and forth, and we're able to do what we do. The technology that enables us to do that is fantastic. And you know, that's what this is all about, because that's why we do Blog Talk Radio. You know, my good friend Michael Smith down in Texas and Conservative Nation Radio, he's worked really, really hard to make Conservative Nation Radio more like a professional radio station. And they've got hard breaks and soft breaks and commercials. My philosophy has always been more of a hobby. This is us sitting together in our living room, having chats and discussing it. But you know what? It's a powerful, powerful tool because we are able to get our opinions out. We're able to talk about what's the truth and what's not truth. We're able to say things here that the news media will never, ever say. We're able to go back to some common sense values. We're able to talk about all those things. While we're waiting for Kim to call in, she's going to be calling in. I'm going to pass it around one more time, and then as soon as we're done, we'll bring Kim in, and then I'm going to try and stay towards the background a little bit after we get Kim in. So I'm going to pass it back down to Dan and let you pass it to Stacey real quick and Jennifer, and then we should have Kim dialed into the board.
Fantastic. Yeah, it sounds like you're having a little rough time, Scott, with your voice. Yeah, it's what Kim has done, as I said, is incredible. You know, I'm so proud of her. And here in Florida, we're running into some, you know, some of the same problems. We were duped by a governor who said one thing and then did an entirely different thing, and I'm very upset with that. You know, I'm fighting that and trying to, you know, win on over our some conservative people. It's going to be an uphill battle, but thank God that the majority of the people north of Tampa are conservatives. So with that, I'm going to pass it back to Scott, okay? And I heard Kim just arrived.
Yes, we've got Kim.
I'm sorry. I pride myself on, well, you know, I can't say I'm the most punctual person, but I don't mean to be late. Years ago, I heard something on NPR back when I used to listen and used to want to be Terry Gross and Fisher. But I heard this special, a little documentary thing they do about why people are late, and it was the most awful explanations. Things like, they think that their time is more valuable than yours, and it's passive aggressive. I'm like, oh man, am I that? And that really bugged me. And then I figured out it's that I think I'm faster than I am. That's what it is. I don't think I'm better than you are. I think I'm faster than I really am. See, you follow me?
I do. And you know what, Kim? That's okay, because somebody that was priceless to me, my mother was almost late to her own funeral. We joked about that. My mother couldn't find her way on time for anything ever. And we lost my mom to cancer almost a decade and a half ago. And she was down in Mexico taking some treatments that could not be done here in the United States when she passed away. And fortunately, she wanted to be cremated. Because that was the only way to really easily get her back across the border. And my mom came from Mexico up to Springville on the UPS truck. And the morning of the funeral, we were sitting here at the house, starting to tap our feet and waiting. My mother showed up. I mean, we were just barely within a couple of minutes of getting her there to the cemetery on time. I've always laughed about that. My mom couldn't be on time for anything, but she was priceless. She was almost late to her own funeral. So,
like the oldest joke in the book, and it really happened.
It's true. And let me tell you,
and how do we have children? How do we have children that aren't anything like us? My daughter is like my mini-me, but my son, he's in the Army now. It's a good place for him. He loves the regimentation, and his favorite part of private school was the dress uniform. He could tie a double Windsor in kindergarten. And the biggest mistake I made was I bought the kid a watch when he was five. And, oh, my God, you know how parents reach around and slap their kids in the back. It was like, if I hear one more time we're going to be late, I'm going to pull this car over.
I hear you. Well, last time we had you on the show, it took me about 4 different postings, if you remember, in chat just to get the time and the date right. That was where my brain was that last time. We had some fun with that. But it's good to have you on, and I want to go back through the introduction real quick, and then I want to pass it to you to talk about the rally. You know, you're one of my favorite people, Kim. You know that. You're a hard worker, man. You're a hard, hard worker. There's a lot of people out there that like to post on Facebook and have a lot of fun making comments. But you're a worker bee. You're out on the ground, you and me both, working hard to do these things. And during the Herman Cain campaign, you come up with this idea about the rally for common sense. And it hasn't stopped since, and coming up, we're coming up to it this next weekend. And it's a beautiful place. We've got pictures, and I want to encourage everybody to go to the rallyforcommonsense.org and check out what's there. If you're close to Missouri at all, anybody, if you're listeners, go. Trust me, go. If I wasn't all the way out here in California, I would be there. This time next year, Kim, I'm going to be in Texas, and it's going to be a whole lot easier to get there. And I plan on being there, and I know you plan on doing another one. But you work hard. And that's huge to me because, you know, you care about this country and you care about the future and you care about common sense. You've got some incredible, incredible guests this year, some incredible speakers. You've got some incredible entertainment, one of which is sitting right next to you, I know, D-Rock, who we love very much. We use his music on all our shows. And like we said at the beginning, you know, keep
he's
on
not
keeping
sitting
on.
Next to me. He's not sitting next to me because we're on low carb. That's our latest thing, right? So we've spent the last 3 hours, what can we eat? What can we eat? And he goes, oh, well, we have another hour until you just got show. So he actually just went to the neighborhood bar to get burgers, and we're not going to eat the buns. So he's not here. Because we're both kind of chubs. And I don't know that we'll be any thinner by rally, but what the heck, you know? We're not fat. We just wear like a little scuba suit.
he will be back.
I'll tell him you said hello. He'll come back and say, oh, you missed it, D-Rock. Sorry. But I do, you know, I do love common sense. Time, not so much, but I love common sense. You know, thank you so much first. You know, you have always, always, always been so supportive, and it's so fun to talk to you. And Dan, oh, my God. I mean, well, we're caniacs, you know, and doesn't it seem like forever ago? It seems like forever, but it wasn't. Rally for Common Sense, you guys were right there with me when Mr. Cain, remember we were all online, and when he suspended 11/22, December 3rd, 2011, and we're like,
wow.
Oh, my God, because we weren't expecting it, and what do you do? So to do something in the short term, the first Rally for Common Sense happened, and you know, we're just, as you know, we're just barefoot patriots here, man. We don't have one of those wonderful organizations with a ton of money giving us money to do this. So last year, we actually had to charge people because, as you know, it's expensive to put on events, even though it's out on private property, so beautiful, like you said, in the rolling hills of Missouri. We do have, you're right, pictures on the website, and we have video from last year. So rallyforcommonsense.org, far right of the menu tab, you can see Mr. Cain. Do you know, I still go back and watch that video. It gives me chills. It was just such a great day. And C.L. Bryant, Pastor Bryant, is coming back this year. So we're really excited about that. But we had this terrific lineup last year. And I think I've told you this story before, but it still makes me laugh. I crack myself up. That when I looked at the lineup, because Mr. Cain, I didn't know personally, but, you know, around him because of the campaign, and I led his grassroots campaign here in Missouri, And the rest of it was like lining up the people that I wanted to meet, that Mr. Kane had turned me on to, that whole awesome black conservative movement. I think they're the game changers. And so I wanted to meet C.L. Bryant and Alfonso Rachel and Kate Carl Smith and all these folks. So we invited them, and they came. And I was looking at my lineup. I was like, oh, they're all black. You know, I need to mix this up a little bit. So my favorite joke that I probably worn out, but it's totally true. So I invited Dr. Gina Loudon, who's also coming back this year, because I figured, you know, a hot blonde is worth three average white people. And we mixed that up a little bit. It was such a great day. We had a charge, though. I charged because of the expenses. And, you know, over 1,000 people were willing to pay $10 to help us put this on, to gather in this cornfield that really is named the Patriot Field of Dreams by Tea Party folk that precede us. The Fisher family own it, and they gathered. And the first thing that was so striking visually is at that time, because you know what we were going through, that's what was really heating up with the race baiting. And to see an almost all-black lineup with 1,000 white people that paid to come see them, that knew who they were, that could quote them, wow, it was impactful just to step back and observe, because it made such a lie of the fact that we're racist. And this year makes a lie of the fact that we're uncool. We're changing it a little bit. We're adding some real rock and music. We got D-Rock closing it out, boom, boom. We got Rock and Revelations in the middle, and they really, if you go to the website, I've got Reverb Nation links and YouTube links so people can check it out. We're starting it out with music. And we have, like you said, all those cool, hip people that are coming this year. I'm just so excited. Did I put you to sleep?
And I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I'm going to tell you, Kim, if there was any way possible that I could be there, I would be there in a heartbeat. You guys are going to have so much fun. And I want to start us and send us in this direction, then I'll send it around our round table to ask questions and have discussion with you. But I want to start with that picture. Last time we had you on the show, that's where we started, is that picture. And you've got a picture on the website. And I'm going to tell you, Kim, I can feel it. I can feel it as you describe the entrance and walking down that road and the colors in the trees. And, you know, When you're talking about something like this, atmosphere is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And as I look at your website, as I know what happened last time, and I know there's going to be a special feeling there, a special feeling of unity, a special feeling of common sense. You are going to have probably over 1,000 people there, hopefully more than that. Who are all on the same page. We all want to get back to the basic principles, the basic common sense. But I want to encourage everybody, go to Rally, right, it's rallyforcommonsense.org, and look at that picture, because that's what it's going to be all about. This is going to be a place where you spend the day, and when you leave, you walk away feeling better than when you walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And you've walked down that road, and you've got a special attachment to that picture. So I want to send you off with that, and then we'll pass it on down to Dan to chat back and forth with you. I'm just going to keep passing you around the table. We've got Stacey on, and we've got Jennifer.
Hi, Stacey.
On a little bit, but I'm going to give it to you, and then as soon as you're done, I'll let you pass it to Dan, and you guys have some conversation, and then we'll pass it to Stacey, pass it to Jennifer, and then maybe Rodney will be on by then.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Dan. Oh, buddy. How are you?
Oh, great. You know, I've been thinking about you lately with all the, you know, I was thinking about last year and, you know, when you first decided to put this rally on. I mean, I was going, man, that's a heck of a lot of work. And I remember what you went through with that, and I was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's blowing it off. And then you told me, it's like, I got Herman Cain on. I'm like, oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it myself.
I was going, how in the heck did she pull that off? And, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit about that one? You know, I mean, I remember, but I think the audience would like to hear about that first year.
Sure. Well, you know, real quick to touch on that picture is not Photoshopped because I don't know how to do that. And the website is made by Loving Hands at Home. And it's in the, so it was in the morning and with the mist and it does open up into the Field of Dreams, which you can see in the gallery there. But when I first conceived of this, I might have been drinking, I'm not sure. But you have these moments, and if you have a certain fearlessness or foolishness, whichever, or equal measure of both, you look at things and say, well, we can do this, why not? So the first call I made was to one of my besties, and she's turned out to be one of my besties, with the Cain campaign, Jonica Hope. And this really wouldn't be possible without all the other people that do it. I just try to be the benevolent dictator, right, to take a phrase out of one of our Facebook groups. But Jonica, and this year we have Eve Young and Brooke Wilmore and Dusty Wilmore and Michael Hope and a wonderful volunteer, Mark Gorman, out of Georgia. I called Jonica and said, hey, what do you think about this? And she didn't think I was crazy, so we put our minds to it. And the first person on board was C.L. Bryant, just made a call to him and told him of our vision, which is not, you know, this ain't your daddy's tea party rally. That's done. And whether that serves a real meaningful purpose, I suppose it does. They're done a lot, but that's not what we were feeling. And so he got with it right away. We were 3 months out. I tried to get Mr. Cain, and Mr. Block wouldn't, Mark Block wouldn't confirm. So then I just stayed after him. I mean, it comes down to, you know, texting things, and you try to do it in a way they can hear you say it. Like, you're killing me, bro. you gotta commit. I mean, well, we don't like to make, you know, decisions that far out. I'm like, look, if I don't have Mr. Cain now, then, I mean, how do I know anybody would come, and how do you plan? And so anyway, I think basically they just gave up and said, okay. And once Mr. Cain was on board, everything changed. But, you know, us Caniacs were still grieving, and when he arrived in his car in the field that day, it was really, really something, especially for those of us that were so, you know, committed to that campaign. I'll tell you another little interesting thing behind the scenes. I had never met Jonica because this rally is in the middle of Missouri. I live in St. Louis on the eastern edge. Jonica lives in southern Missouri. And the first time we ever met was on the Field of Dreams, and we had spent countless hours, not only the planning, and there's so many details you don't even think of until you have to execute it, and then into the middle of the night. And then as you get closer, it's like, oh, my God, we hadn't sold enough tickets. And I told Jonica, we're either going to have to pull the plug, I'm just going to have to set a date, and that's going to be do or die. And if we haven't sold enough tickets to cover this, we're just going to pull the plug. We have to. We can't, and refund people's money. We hadn't spent a penny that we had in PayPal in case we had to refund it. So I set the deadline a week out, and it was that Monday, and I was up all night. I couldn't sleep. We still hadn't sold enough. I said, Jonica, what if we just open it up and we sell tickets at the door? Because if we don't cover it, guess who has to pay? Me. And so we just decided to go for it, like a couple of nuts. We said, okay, that's it. And we started blasting it out. We're selling tickets at the door. And And it was like people coming out of the cornfield. They arrived, and we had no idea until that day. And the first time we saw each other was, you know, early in the morning the day before. And we were kind of, if you could see it in slow motion, with music playing, our arms outstretched, Darlico, Kim. It was awesome.
I can imagine. I remember right before the rally and you telling us all the, and we were all trying to get, you know, spread the word out. And
yes.
It was like.
Remember Dan, hours in Facebook groups.
Uh-huh. And we were all like, hey. She's having a rally, it's here. Come everybody.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Well, this year, apparently, we're still not one of the cool kids, and I kind of like it that way. But we do have more support than we did, significantly more, in terms of the grassroots. I think they're aware of us. Obviously, we did it last year. People had a good time. They talked about it. We're doing it again, so we're getting a little bit of traction. And the NRA is doing a good job blasting it out to their database, Missouri Precinct Project, Missouri First. And then once it gets in there, you guys know this, once you can get a little bit of traction and people talk, it will go around pretty quickly. But the unnerving part is waiting for that to happen. Right?
Oh, yeah. Especially with all the work you put into that, you know, and I just can't believe how far you've gotten with it. And you know, I'm so proud of you for.
Oh, my gosh. No, all of you were all on the same team. I mean, the worst part would have been I would have had to ask. I probably would have had to borrow money from my mother at my age, and she didn't even really know how involved I was. You did what? Well, see, yeah, and. Have you heard of FEMA camps? Yeah, that too, Mom. I'll tell you about it later, but can I have 10,000?
Oh, that was a nightmare. You know, I remember we were all just screaming, you know, it was like, we got to pull this thing off.
I know, but that was a year ago. Since I started working with my mom, she's 72, she just got her concealed carry. Where'd you go, Mom?
Cool.
Speaking of, it's an open carry event.
Oh, that's cool.
So I know that's firing up some people too. That you know they're glad to have a place that they can carry openly. They make a point of it.
Well, it's part of the second, you know, Second Amendment. It's like you know, so much has been this administration. Has damaged our Constitution so badly that, you know, we have to say, you know, that we can do, you know, the Second Amendment allows us to own, you know, weapons. And, you know, we don't have to be ashamed of it or, you know, but these states are saying, no, you got to hide it and, you know, all this crap, and then we got, you know, Obama trying to take our right away to carry or even own weapons, and you know, this whole thing with registering is exactly what Germany did. Germany had everybody register their guns. So when they went to take over the country, they just went to the list and took everybody's guns. And, you know, this registration crap, and, you know, it's all he's doing is copying Mein Kampf. You know, it's sickening. You know, and that means, you know, rallies like what you're doing are so, so important, where we can get like people together and say that, no, we aren't alone, because I know I feel alone I'm sure you and Dee feel alone. It feels like we're fighting a battle by ourselves, you know?
I can't say that I feel alone. Maybe at one time I did a little bit more than I do now. I'm sensing a genuine groundswell, or I've just chased off of my all of my friends that don't think like me, so I think we're the majority. It might be the latter. I'm not sure. But I actually feel more optimistic than I have in a while. It's like the more strident he is, the more it pleases me. Pardon?
I said amen.
Yeah. I mean, I know it is very sinister. I can't bear to watch him anymore or a whole pack of them anymore. I'm relying almost entirely on alternative media. I'm a much more sophisticated consumer of news than I was. I'm a more sophisticated patriot than I was a year ago. You guys saw that overpasses thing, didn't you, when in Missouri where a couple of guys got arrested on the overpass? And
yeah,
I'm the one in the video, they tossed the camera to me, and I'm like, what? And if you want, did I only get to the top of the hour? Did I already talk you guys out of a whole half hour?
Oh, no. I want you to continue.
We got time. Awesome. That's kind of an interesting thing that happened there. I think if you YouTube, I think it's Two Patriots Arrested, Overpasses might be the title. It should pull it up. But I did that overpasses thing, which I'm not a part of the organized effort there per se, but it's fun to go out there. I was told it was fun, and it is, especially when a couple people get arrested. It's like, whoa, we're having some fun now, especially when it's not you. But you hear all the honking and everything. And, you know, Dan, that's what made me think of it, because when you're out there and you hear the honking and the support, you don't feel alone. You're like,
right. Wow,
maybe there are a whole lot of us out here. Like, I think so. But when these troopers, we had a right to be there, and when these troopers came up talking about being more patriot, there were the two guys that got arrested were with the Ron Paul campaign, and they know their rights, right? Caniacs were just not wired quite like that, but Romulans are. And they know their rights. And there were 8 troopers that just swarmed us the first we'd seen them and told us we had to leave. And these 2 guys were asking them, inquiring, are you asking us to leave or telling us to leave? And at that moment, I wasn't sure because I didn't know them personally. Are they being provocative? Are they wanting to be arrested? Because I didn't know the difference. 3 weeks ago, I didn't understand the difference between the police asking you and the police telling you. And what is really incumbent upon you, if you have any guts at all or any free time on your hands that you can spend in jail, it's really incumbent upon you to challenge that because the police are becoming so militarized. And when you watch that video, you'll see it unfold, and it's shocking. They were taken down. The one was taken down in a near chokehold. And I ended up with the cameras. And you look at my face, and there's a split second. It's like, do I go down? I'm not a baby. I'll go with them. But then I was like, nah, if they take me, they'll take the camera. So I have to take care of this. So I didn't. But they said, are you leaving? I go, okay. But I get it. Every day I learn something new. Every day, I'm not a provocateur. I don't want to be arrested. I don't want to lose a job because of it or whatever. But I'm not afraid. I learn more. And I know you guys will come and get me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the only reason I'm not out there is my heart doesn't allow it. You know my heart...
But-
illness and what happened last summer.
Right.
So that's the only reason that keeps me inside. Otherwise, I'd be there, you know, arrest me. Because I do know the Constitution.
You do. Yes, you do.
I mean, and, yeah, okay, you want
to
infringe on my First Amendment right, try it. Because I'll have you thrown off the police force. Because, you know, our forefathers gave us that right, the right to peaceful assembly, for a reason. And it's for this very reason. And I'm glad you documented it and were able to get out before they took it away. Because, you know, they are. They're becoming little neo-Nazis. And the police have forgotten that, you know, they're supposed to uphold our constitutional rights. And remember how it used to say on the side of the police car, police cars, to said it used to say to serve and protect? It doesn't say that anymore. And
it just stopped the police cars?
I don't know. Yeah, if the police cars around here don't say that anymore. You know, and it kind of sends a message out. They are not out to serve and protect. You know, they're out. They're money gatherers. That's why that's one of the reasons there's so much crime. Is that what they'll do? Is they want the speeders, the drunk drivers, so they can bring more money into the county and the state. They aren't out to protect us.
That video, Dan, is really unnerving, because when these two men were requiring them to clarify why they were being told to leave, specifically what law was being cited, and the trooper that started this and engaged us first, declined to say that he was ordering us to leave, that he was asking and gave us some time to think about it. And immediately as he moved out, there was a trooper that enters in the left of the screen that he wanted it to go down. And he challenged Dr. Weed, who was the first one to get arrested. He said, "So are you leaving?" And Dr. Weed said, "No, I don't think so." And they immediately put him under arrest. When the second guy was asking, "What are you arresting him for?" It is chilling to watch the video, because this trooper takes his hand and sweeps it in front of him from top to bottom to say, "My uniform." You got to watch it. On what authority are you arresting me? And he points to himself up and down in a rather grand gesture, "Because I am..." And it was like, whoa, seriously. And when that second gentleman, Mark Messi, didn't hop to, and I mean like that fast, he brought him down, man. Whew, brought him down with an arm across his throat. A lot of police anyway are militarized. But it woke me up. It woke
that's
me
up. That's
why
I'd point, that's why I have a pocket version of the Constitution. You open up, point to the First Amendment and say, "Read the first paragraph."
Yeah.
And it's right to peaceful assembly. And the whole idea, you know, this is what our country is about. You know, and the first 10 amendments, you know, our Bill of Rights, are like the 10 commandments. I mean, they're pretty much, you know, it's the 10 commandments for me and the Bill of Rights. And if you dare try to infringe on that, I will get high. I actually know 3 constitutional lawyers, and I'll bring you up on constitutional violations. I won't bother with the state. I'll go constitutional because a constitutional, obviously, the Constitution is the highest laws of the land. And if you break a constitutional law, it's a lot more trouble to the state. So tell anybody who is arrested on a constitutional violation and tell them to carry a copy of the Constitution in their pocket. Point it out to them, and if they still choose to violate your constitutional rights, have them all make sure that they get to know on Facebook a constitutional lawyer. There's a guy, a friend of mine, who was on my show on Saturday, Dr. Donald Huber. He was a law professor, and his specialty is constitutional law. And he was also worked on Mitt Romney's father's campaign for the 68 presidential election. This guy knows his stuff and he knows his people.
Well, so, clearly the crowd that I hang with, I need to, hey, can you inbox me his name or suggest a friend? But, you know, and knowing how our government works, and before we, I don't know when we're going up to, but if we could be sure to kind of circle back around about this whole idea of not really knowing how our government works and so forth, and what my next project is that will be launching here in a couple weeks that I hope to help in my small way address that. But knowing how our government works, right, and that goes to all kinds of things, Common Core, and what our rights are. And it saddens me that, like everyone, that there's a mutual loss of respect between the individual and government and the individual and law enforcement. I mean, I'm 52. I grew up in a time that I may have been the last of that, where I had not only had a healthy respect for authority, my own parents, the neighbor parents, there's also a healthy fear. And not like there's a fear now. It's not that you mistrusted them, but there is a healthy fear of being in trouble. And that's what makes it so weird, because my first reaction is to think, well, then I must be doing something wrong and I just don't know, because you have that trust and you have a fearfulness of being in trouble. I got spanked in the seventh grade. You know, it did me no harm. Roaming the halls. And the principal said, I will give you, during home ec, I did. I just walked out. I was walking down the halls waving at my friends in class, but, you know, mocking them because they were in and I was out. But I got caught, and I had a choice, 3 SWATs or call my dad. It was like a no-brainer. I'll take the SWATs. And it did me no harm. You saw a police officer. You know, you just walked a little more erect. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I've always had, you know, a bit of a guilty conscience. But there's not that anymore. You're right. You can't trust them to tell you the right thing, or I feel I can't. It's a shame. But I hope to, with something called Foundation for Common Sense, not aimed at that issue in particular, but just generally the idea of helping folks nationwide learn how this system works and what they can do to impact it in their own communities in a meaningful and measurable way beyond, you know, what we do in the Patriot Field of Dreams. I mean, really meaty stuff.
Well, we have to inform people of the Constitution and
right.
get the word back out. I was just like you. When I was a little child, I was raised that the police officer that helped, you know, is there to help you. And I remember going up to a police officer and them being very nice and courteous to me, and there was a different time, but in the 70s that changed, and it breaks my heart to have to be this way, but Now it's like you gotta say, listen, this is my constitutional right, and like hell, you're gonna. And if you take me in, there'll be a constitutional lawyer and a heck of a lot of people behind that are gonna be on you so fast that, you know, you might as well take your badge off right now. that's the way I am. I guess Jennifer has something to add into this. And Jennifer?
Well, hi, Jennifer.
Welcome, my Constitution girl. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, I used to be Constitution Kim until Facebook made me change it back.
Yeah. Well, you're still my Constitution girl.
Oh, and you're a Patriot girl. You're in D-Rock's Patriot Girl video,
I
too.
I know. Well, I just want to say that we've come a long way from 2011 in April when we were all supportive of Herman Cain. We've come a long way. We've learned a lot, you know, and I am so proud of your, you know, activism. You have just been someone that I have, you know, been... You know, it's just like when you have mentors around you, people that you call on when you need feedback about this or that, you know, because we're dealing with media propaganda. We're dealing with so much coming from the left at us, you know, and everybody's trying to find their niche. There's other people that are out there trying to find their gimmick, try to make it work, but you're really out there seeking out the information. You know, you're out there looking for the solutions. You're reaching out to various people, C.L. Bryant, K. Carl Smith, Politico Chicks. You know, we've got Dr. Gina Lowry, Wayne Dupree. There's so many that are out there trying to make a difference, to be a voice, to triumph this problem that we have where the left has been lying for centuries. I mean, you go on their website and it says for 200 years they've been, you know, champions of civil rights. And that's not true. 200 years ago, we were still in slavery, and they were the ones that were fighting to keep it. You know,
right.
I mean, that's the fact. So when I found out what you were doing with the Foundation for Common Sense, I was like, wow, this is great. Because who out there is actually funding instructional projects and training on the principles and goals of conservatism? Who else is trying to find people that are out there doing this, you know, talking about free enterprise, limited government, physical responsibility, you know, and how are we going to triumph and defeat the left who has been out there, you know, tainting the Constitution? I mean, Frederick Douglass said when people were saying that the Constitution was a racist document, he went and read it for himself. You know, he said it's no longer, he said it stands for we the people. It didn't say we the black people, we the white people. It said we the people. You know, and I think what you're doing is phenomenal. I mean, you're reaching out all across the aisle in the name of liberty. I mean, you are, you know, like the liberty messenger for, you know, what you've got going on with this rally for common sense. You know, you got many, many people out there that have their part in this. You know, K. Carl Smith, D. L. Bryant, there's Dr. Gina Lowry. You know, I mean, there's many, many, many. The list goes on. Anne Marie Morrell, Pastor Pat Rankin, Beverly Zaslow, Sonny Jackson, Stacey E. Washington, Scotty Hughes, Kira Davis, Carl Boyd Jr. With 99.7 WTN Nashville, Wayne Dupree, Ike Skelton, Buck Allen. I'm probably missing some others as well.
Jennifer, so awesome and so supportive and loving. And by the way, folks, she is my new PR agent. Can you tell?
So,
I think you've been, for gosh sakes. Yeah,
well,
thank
I mean,
you.
This is... when you talk about having the freedom to speak plainly, to come out, and I can tell you, you don't want Occupy Wall Street to come in and try to crash the party, especially at open carry events.
Oh, that's funny, yeah, because the sheriff in Callaway County last year asked me what the plan was if the occupier types wanted to come and start some trouble. And I made the observation that if they were inclined to come out in the middle of nowhere where their mothers would never find them and pick a fight with 1,000 well-armed patriots, I guess they could, but I might say probably wouldn't. There are a lot. Thank you, Jennifer, and going through all those speakers. And your guy, K. Carl Smith, is one of them that he's the real deal. I mean, this guy taking his message of the Frederick Douglass Republican, he's got a real message. He's got an actual strategy that works, and it's provable, and he can show outcomes. It's not just, you know, making signs, although there's a woman in my town that I admire immensely, that she's been out there every weekend for 5 years now in that street corner with her K&N Patriots roostering. And, boy, if that doesn't show something to the community that she lives in, I admire her immensely. But Kay Carl and some of these others that have a real plan, they're not just pontificating. Kay Carl, that Jennifer is working with now, I know for a fact that after Rally, because we brought Kay Carl to people that hadn't heard of him, they do follow him now. They know him. It was the same way with CL. Many of our guests last year were new to these Midwestern Patriots. I mean, I knew who they were because of what I was doing, but there were many that didn't. And so the tent grows. There's something about Rally that I work and the rest of us that are committed to it and involved in it. We work very hard to make it clear that this is not Tea Party. This is not social conservative. It's broad. We all agree on certain things, these fundamentals. With no common sense, there's no common ground. And I mean, by nature, by definition, we're all kind of out there. We share the same values, more or less. But personally, I would like to see Rally be more, even more inclusive. You know what? If you are gay, if you are atheist, if you believe in the Constitution in this country, you know what? There's room for you in this fight. And that's what's important to me. So I don't know how many other people, I guess we'll see how many other people come out to the field in the future. But I personally think that that's very important, that we grow the tent, these social issues. You know, if we don't solve our most immediate problems, we have to triage it like a battlefield. If we lose this republic, our social differences are going to be the least of our problems. And in many ways, they're probably unsolvable because none of us are going to completely agree with, you know, we'll never have that kind of unanimity. But that's what Rally is. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's not awake. Although last year, I mean, we knew that we were onto something when the liberal bloggers their headlines were screaming, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in Holt Summit on May 19th. And we were like, yeah.
Well, for those that don't know, I mean, this is not your average run-of-the-mill, you know, high-pollutant, high-dollar event that you have to spend major amounts of money to go to. This year it's free. And there's even places for you to bring your RV if you want to, you know.
Yep.
So take your home on wheels and come out. You know, this
yep.
is your grassroots at its finest. You know, October the 12th, gates open at 8:30 a.m. Rally begins at 10 a.m. sharp. They're going to close it at sunset. This is it. The whole Summit, Missouri, the Patriot Field of Dreams. I love this, where it says, we the people have built this. Come, Patriot Field of Dreams. How many people are struggling, you know, that are they're uncertain about what's going on in the coal industry in their community? What's going on with jobs? What's going on with the health care? All these things. And the issues that we face are not Republican and Democrat.
Right.
You know, they're about children. They're about our future. They're about the Constitution. They're about our liberty. You know, we have people on both sides of party aisles that have lost, you know, their purpose, if they even had one to begin with. You know, and we have got to fight for our liberties. We've got to fight for our Constitution.
We're divided on social issues. We're divided on social issues. We're divided on racial issues. Referring back to this overpasses incident that I talked about earlier, I think that what you're talking about here was perfectly illustrated by the following weekend when I turned right around. When those two guys were in jail, I went and got them the following day, Sunday, and immediately started organizing. Even though I'm not an overpasses person, I'm like, oh, hell no. We're not going to be chased off that overpass. So, and my mom was not too happy, but we're going back out there because we have every right to be there. And we were out there the next day, the next weekend. By this time, our numbers had grown. And the liberal newspaper here had sent a young reporter, and we had D-Rock, so we had one black person there, which it could have been more, but we had D. He's like 10. And this reporter walks up, and honest to gosh, you guys, his question, I'm paraphrasing, but it was the essence of his question, and he did bring up color right away. Why do you dislike this president so much? Because he's black. Well, when they come at it from that, obviously, right, they have a viewpoint. And I told him, I said, you know, you see these 100 people here. I challenge you to go ask them, have you ever? Why do you not like this president? And they'll be able to give you, I promise, at least 10 reasons. And the highly informed ones can give you a lot more reasons. And not one of those reasons will be the color of his skin. And then Dee spoke with them, and Dee states it so eloquently, like our other black conservatives. But the look on his face, I mean, to me, that's common sense. Ask us why we don't like him. Don't dismiss it as, you know, we're tinfoil hat wearing or, but, yeah, we're divided by race. We're divided by sexual orientation. We're divided by color, and that's by design. We all know that. It's tough to fight, and all you can do is continue to have events, in my view, like this, that almost make a point. It's not hard to do because I'm not making a point. It comes naturally. Those speakers, it's quite natural and that they are there because they are the movers and shakers among us. But, boy, when you get them all together and you gather that many folks together, it's not a rally against a particular thing. We're not there about immigration. We're not there about Obamacare. It's all those things, but not one in particular. So it feels very different. It doesn't feel like a rant. It's a wonderful thing. And there is camping. They'll start rolling in about Friday. In fact, I put it on my Facebook page that we had some folks that rolled out of Wisconsin this morning, some folks that rolled out of Detroit yesterday in their RV, and they'll be in the campground. We have a bonfire this year on Friday night. There's still some corn drying in the adjacent field, so we hope to not start any fires. It sounded like a devilish laugh, but I didn't mean it.
No, there's nothing better than just a good old-fashioned, you know, rally. I mean, this is definitely not your daddy's rally. I can tell you, this is definitely definitely not your daddy's rally. This is, you know, we are a bunch of patriots out there trying to save this nation. And, you know, Republican or Democrat, you know, doesn't really matter. If you're all about saving the Constitution, saving your children's future, saving this country that was founded on godly principles, you know, free enterprise. I mean, that was the thing that inspired so many people to want to come. Why do you think we have so many people trying to jump the fence to get over here? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just think you're going to get a chance to come out. There's some really wonderful people to share their
mm-hmm.
patriotism with us, you know. And plus, don't forget the wonderful music. So we have some really good, you know, there's going to be some really good music. I'm not going to be able to make it. I really wish I could have. And next year, I think what I'll do
next year,
I'm just going to clean up the pop-up camper, and we're just going to come and have several days of a good time, and I might even bring my deck and my deer meat, just so we can have some deer chili for everybody there on the Friday night bonfire. So
that would be awesome.
Anyway.
And bring your drum.
Oh, of course, of course, of course, of course. Yes, my congas. Yeah,
I won't
be
singing around the campfire, but we would love to have you. Maybe you could teach me how to work that drum a little bit. I sing like a peeled cat, but.
Well, you know, but we just keep marching on. We just keep doing what we need to do, you know. There is, people want an answer. People are looking for an answer. You know, this is the thing I like about Rally for Common Sense. I mean, you're bringing in people that have solutions. I mean, it's one thing to get the rally, to get people fired up and get them excited. But when they leave the field, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this guy, that's what Kay Cole's been doing. You know, he goes out there, people want to know, you tell me I need to go into the barbershops, you tell me I need to go into the neighborhoods and go door knocking. That we need to be more, you know, engaged in our community and talk to our family and friends. How do you do that? Well, he gives the answer on how to do that. And we have seen time and time again how this is working. Charleston, South Carolina has got a Liberty Brush Fire going through South Carolina right now that is phenomenal. You know, I mean, you've got Senator Elbert Gillery who you know, Kay Cole talked to you for several weeks, 2 months exact, I think, before he flipped, you know, and it was like, wow, this gives me the encouragement to go out there and do something that I've been so afraid to do for the last 3 years. I'm tired of what, you know, he said, I'm tired of party disappointment. You know, I'm tired of the, yeah, so.
Do we talk about foundation? Go ahead.
I'm really proud of you, Kim. You know, of what you've been doing, are doing, and are going to be doing. The future is, you know, open wide for this, you know, Foundation for Common Sense. There's
you
just
give
so
me
much,
too much credit.
Well, I tell you, God has given people gifts, and everybody has their own gifts. And you have yours. Kay Cole has his. D.L. Bryant has his. You know, Dr. Gina Lowry has hers. You know, Wayne Dupree has his. Many of them. You know, D-Rock is, you know, is a country artist. I mean, he's a great musician and patriot. You know, everybody has their own gift. And I think that each of us need to find where our place is. You know, and it's God's kingdom business that we're doing here, and, you know, and everybody has their own primary purpose, and you have yours, you know, and what you have going on with you may not be the same thing that Kay Cole has with him or CL or other people have their own, you know, thing that God has gifted them with. But I think that God wants us to develop our gifts to our fullest potential that he has given us, and I see you doing that. And I applaud you, and I applaud many others out there, like Kay Cole and Dr. Gina Lowry and Wayne Dupree and many others that are out there for the purpose of trying to save our liberty. you know, and bring this nation, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for everyone. Not for a certain color, not for a certain race, not for a certain religion, but for one nation under God, for all of us. You know, our founding fathers that came over on the Mayflower, and, you know, for even the oppressed. We have people in this United States and Hawaii that may not have understood the Mayflower, but they have dealt with oppression. And they understand that at a deep level, you know. And so we're fighting for all people in the United States, you know. And so I just shout out to my patriot girl, Kim Perry.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for your support. You've been a good friend to me over the years. I mean, the late night phone calls that we had during the King campaign, and you are so active where you were, and then organizing that caravan, and I really admire in you too the all these things. You're so projecting on me, girl. All these things they give to me, I'm rubber and you're glue. That you have a fearlessness. You know, if I may, just speak to more directly, Foundation. That really is the next step. And when you were talking about gifts that we each bring. The question that I ask myself is, what do I do next? I mean, Rally was awesome, and it has its purpose, and that purpose will evolve, I'm sure. And I already told you how I envision it is growing the tent and showing a real diversity and highlighting the common ground, because with common sense, we have common ground. But there's got to be more than that, and I'm not a political subject matter expert. I'm not a policy expert, but I do come from nonprofit development, and I've been for many years now in the nonprofit world on the social services side of things, working with organizations on their best practices and so forth, and raising donor dollars and grants and so forth. And, Jennifer, you know this because I had shared it, and Dan, I mean, you guys know this. I had shared it with you before we were ready to launch it, and we're ready to launch it here in the next 10 days or so. And Foundation for Common Sense, its website is fundingmainstreetpatriots.org. It's like, well, I'm not these things, but I do know, or at least in this room, I'm the subject matter expert on nonprofit development and the proper and responsible stewardship of donor dollars, working with organizations that receive donor dollars. And I see a need that I can perhaps uniquely fill, being in a position that I am in, with my experience in being a patriot, and that is to start this foundation that will give grants via competitive process. FundingMainStreetPatriots.org is the place to go and register. Right now I have a placeholder, but we will gladly accept your information and protect it. It's just for our purposes so that we can share with you when the first grant opportunity opens up. And here's what makes it so cool. And keep in mind, I mean, let's stipulate that this is still a hypothesis because nobody's done this before. And sometimes I ask myself, if it's such a great idea, why is nobody else doing this? But it makes perfect sense, matching the donor to the doer. If I know the heart of a donor, they want to see measurable outcomes, like Kate Carl has measurable outcomes, right? He can tell you, my training on these principles, we'll have these outcomes in these communities because we've done it. So other folks can model what Kate Carl is doing, and thereby, you know, it grows and it spreads because it can be duplicated in communities nationwide. The objective is universal. These grants that will be, I'm working on the matrices now for the committees to evaluate these grant proposals, and this will be ongoing. As long as we have donor dollars coming in to what essentially will be a United Way organization of Patriot Projects. Money will be going up. This isn't something that requires a huge internal structure in the organization of foundation. And putting money in the hands of grassroots patriots with their projects can be transformative. I don't even know, I can't begin to even imagine what some of those projects will be that will come to the surface once word gets out that there is some funding available. But I do know that based upon the criteria, these core principles of foundation, which is limited government, balanced budget, free markets, that these projects that address that in their communities in a meaningful and measurable way may very well get a grant from the committee. And when that happens, they'll be featured on the website. And again, ideally, most of them will have a universal enough objective that other patriots in their communities can look at what's going on fundingmainstreetpatriots.org and find an idea. Maybe they don't know what they can do, but they'll find something there that they can, that they can duplicate, and they can learn from it because the template will be right there. So we'll be matching the donor to the doer. And the third leg of that stool will be training. And on the website, we will be offering free webinars on a variety of topics. What does the grassroots want to know about to become more effective? Because we have so many subject matter experts on so many different things. And you can sign up and you can participate in a webinar. So that brings us to, you know, that rounds it out. Foundation is going to be very straightforward. It's going to stay in its lane. You won't see me blogging about the latest, you know, thing that we need to push back on. There are people out there that are doing a magnificent job of that. That's not my role. That's not my gift. I don't see myself on television or anything like that, you know, giving my opinion on anything, except maybe nonprofit stuff on the radio. I think I'd be better on radio than TV. TV would be too painful. I wouldn't want to see myself on TV. But this is going to stay in its lane. It's going to be empower, educate, and endow. Foundation for Common Sense will empower, educate, and endow. And that's all it does. That's it. And I hope that in its simplicity, because freedom speaks plainly, that we will be able to, you know, all the donors that get to this, all the committee members on an ongoing basis that participate in the selection of these grantees, and all the grantees that get these funds and then share with us what they're doing, and it's duplicated in other places, maybe we really can make a significant difference by coming together in that way.
Well, the more we get the word out, the better off. That's the key, is the more people we educate, the more people we'll bring into us, because this is the biggest problem. People don't know. They've been lied to for so many years. Look at the homepage for the Democratic Party. The second page under history, it says 200 years of fighting for equal rights. One of the biggest lies out there. But people don't know this. They don't know the filibuster in 1957, where Ike Eisenhower put in the first Equal Rights Amendment, and the Democratic Party, with Kennedy right in front, filibustered it. And that, you know, and what about the Jim Crow laws? You know, ask the average person who Frederick Douglass was, and they don't know. They don't know our history. We got to get this out, and this is the key to winning.
Exactly. And things like, for instance, the Missouri Precinct Project comes to mind, and Judy Sofka, who runs that here. I don't know if you all are aware, but Missouri's GOP has a Tea Party guy as its chairman. Well, how was that accomplished? And the party hates it. But how is that accomplished? Because of people like Judy Sofka and the Missouri Precinct Project that is teaching people and engaging people in controlling the agenda on the local level and learning how, I mean, I'm sure I learned this in some civics class. I run the halls during home ec. I like the rest of the school, but I learned it somewhere, but I don't remember now. Who does? Some never learned. How do you control the government so that it is accountable to the people? All politics is local. Missouri Precinct Project is an awesome project. And I know that Judy and the folks that are so committed alongside her, they pay for things out of their household budget. So to someone like that, a couple thousand dollars for starters would be transformative and really help them move the ball down the field. And one other point I want to make about foundation real quick is that this is the real deal. When we launch, it's a registered 501c3 with the state of Missouri and the IRS, and there's already a significant amount of money in that account, foundation's bank account. This isn't a GoFundMe thing. It does need to be obviously supported by other patriots in that United Way fashion, but this isn't just an idea. This is really happening. Foundation has the staying power for a little while, enough to get up that website, enough to get these grants going, get some money out there in the grassroots, and that's through the private fundraising that I've been doing in the last good while here. So there are already some anonymous donors that have stepped forward that believe in the vision, believe in you know, at this point, it's me, my ability to execute, you know, working with these committees and so forth. They decide, not me. So this is the real deal. This is fundingmainstreetpatriots.org. If it's God's will that my talents be used this way, I tell you what, I'm putting my skin in the game because I was the advancement manager for Junior Achievement in St. Louis, and I resigned my position the end of July to devote myself to this full time. And I'm living on my money at the moment, such as it is. I mean, being a nonprofit, you are a nonprofit, but I'm putting my skin in the game and going back to eating, you know, beans and rice. Like for ramen, like college, macaroni and cheese, yum. Because I believe, and there are already donors behind the scenes here before the launch that they also believe. So I'm thrilled. I can't wait to see what kind of projects emerge. You know, some I can already imagine. I hope they apply and that the committee sees fit, like Kate Carl, like Missouri Precinct Project and some others. But who knows? We don't even know what they're doing in other communities. How could we know? But we're going to. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it sounds wonderful.
It does sound wonderful, Dan. And, you know, I want to let everybody know that we lost Stacy. She had to go. She's heading out to continue doing things. We're coming up on 15 minutes to the end of the stream, but we got plenty of time after that. But if you're listening online, and we will go past the top of the hour, you can call in at 347-205-9620. They will cut us off the internet feed, but you can still listen to the show as we go on. And, of course, if you're listening to this in archive, the show will continue to go on. But, you know, you guys covered a lot of important things, and I'm glad you brought up the foundation, Kim, because, you know, we all come from basically the same train car on the cane train, and, you know, we all work together. And we did some fighting, and we learned a lot. I have gotten, over the last 3-4 years, I've gotten at least 2-3 college degrees in understanding of the political process, in grassroots, in what it takes to do these things. And the big thing that I've come out of it that I didn't like it going in, and I still don't like it today, is trying to raise money. It's a hard thing, and everything takes money. And you're working hard to not only put the rally together, but to help defeat that problem. There's so many people out there that have got some great ideas of things, and like you had it, and like Jennifer had with the Kane train convoy that went on even after without Mr. Kane. You know, these things are really, really hard to put together, and it's really, really the money thing is hard, and you're helping to solve that problem, and I think that's huge. I'm going to pass it back around. Of course, my voice is worse now than it was. I want to ditto everything Jennifer said. You know, we're in a fight. We're in a huge fight, and we're all working together. We're all fighting together, and we're going to keep on keeping on and until the last breath, because I believe that. You're my Patriot girls. Yeah, there's a reason why you and Jennifer are both in that video. It has to do with your heart. You know, David was a man after God's own heart. I know what's in your hearts. I know it's a love for your country. It's a love for the Constitution. It's a love for our values. It's a love for our basic principles. It's a love for common sense. And that's what makes a patriot. What's the opposite of a patriot? The opposite of a patriot is somebody who looks at what we've got and what we've come to and doesn't like it. And there's a whole section of our country that really believes that the great America has been just the worst thing that's ever happened to the world, that we've got all the wealth, and because of that everybody else is poor. And they lack the common sense to understand that it's because of our wealth that the rest of the world has got a better standard of living than it did. You know, I'm happy for our millionaires and our billionaires because they helped give me a better standard of living. It's because of those guys that we've got good highways. It's because of those guys that we've got 4 or 5 TVs in this house. It's because of the wealth in our country that we have such a good standard of living. And I'm a patriot because I'm proud of my country. Have we always done the right thing as a country? No country ever has. But I'm going to tell you, folks, nobody's done as much in the history of man as this great country has to help the poor, the downtrodden. We've lifted countries out of oppression. We've done so many great things. And I know, Kim, that you've got that in your heart and that you love your country. And I am looking forward to finding out Saturday exactly how many people showed up and hearing some of the clips. We know we'll have clips of some of this stuff. Dan and I will be doing Saturday symposium Saturday morning. So if you got anybody there at the rally that wants to call in and poke their nose in and say, here's what's going on so far, you're more than welcome to pass the number around and let them call in and give us an update. At the beginning of the week, I was going to have you come on Saturday on me and Dan's show as well. And then I went, nope, that's Saturday already. I cannot believe we've already gotten here, Kim. But I want to pass it back to you and let you and Dan and Jennifer just keep having conversation. I'm going to continue to listen and let my voice rest. Love you, Kim, and pass it back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I love my country, and I love a good fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with that. You know, I remember when you, Jennifer, and I first met, and it's like you could tell how much we love our country. And that's what I think brought us really together and become so close as friends, is that we have that common, you know, feeling. It's there's nothing I wouldn't do for this country, and I'm kind of upset that I can't do more, but, you know, each of us, as you said, has a special gift, and God you know, gave me this heart problem for a reason. It's probably because I'd be in jail otherwise. I am a, you both know I'm a kind of outspoken person. I don't, you know, if I was there at that, you know, at that overpass, I'd be, there'd be three arrests. Because I'd tell them, I'd sit there and go, can you read? I'm not sure, but here's the Constitution.
I'm telling you, Dan, and once I learned, I mean, that happened on Saturday, and then I became a student of this so that I knew what was happening there, and I talked to David Rowland, who's a constitutional attorney, speaking of those, and learned a lot. And I felt so bad. I mean, I wanted to go down, and when I picked them up, turn myself in and say, there's been a terrible mistake. I should have gone. But my son's in the Army. This is so funny. My son's in the Army, and he needs certain clearances. And kids, just, they make me laugh. He's not a kid. He's 27. But I just get a text. He'd already seen it sweeping through Facebook, and he said, so did you get arrested? Just like that, real flat. Did you get arrested? But this is the son that I gave the watch to, so we're not surprised, right? He's,
well,
kind of a buzzkill.
I know several SEALs, and you see my friend list now. It's up to like 2,600.
Wow.
And, yeah, I'm getting quite a following myself, and a lot of them are in the military, and I got from flag officers, 3 stars. I have one SEAL friend that reports directly to the Secretary of the Navy. And I'm finding out where our military is actually supporting us, you know, and if this goes worse, I think, you know, they take their oath very, very seriously. You know, to protect and defend the Constitution. You know, I'm not sure if Obama understands. I think he thinks his little group of Homeland Security is going to be there, be enough. And I think if he pushes it too much, I think the military would be on our side. And I'm sure if you ask your son what he feels, what he felt about that oath, I think, you know, he beamed with pride. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's what it takes. And, you know, those, you know, the people who are in the military are patriots. You know, they're just like you and I, and they're out there doing, you know, what we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You know, I'd like to, I wish I could get more of them to be able to, you know, have the freedom to speak to us online and things like that. But because of security reasons, obviously they can't. You know, I've got a lot of friends, and it's nice to hear them. And then, you know, I'll pass Dr. Donald Huber's webpage over. Have you ever heard of E Pluribus Unum?
Of course.
He's the president and founder of it. And we had him on our show about a month ago. And he's a wonderful person. You know, I can't say enough for him, and he's in the battle too, and you know, he's 80 years old, but he's kicking on the battle, and, you know, I'm so, you know, when you see people like that, it's nice to know that, you know, we have some good people, good Americans, you know, and I'm meeting new people every day, you know, from all walks of life, military, you know, some of them are lawyers, some of them are, you know, ditch diggers. That's what this country is all about, you know. They don't have any particular color, you know, or race or religion or anything. They're from all over the place. And that's what this country is. This country was founded for freedom. Stacy was taking a class where a professor was trying to say the great experiment was for big business. And it's like, that is not the biggest lie in the world. The great experiment is to show that people from all over the world can live and work and believe in one common cause. And that's what the Stars and Stripes is. That's what, you know, Old Glory is. That's, you know, when I listen to these songs, you know, it fills me with, you know, Dee does a wonderful job at saying what it is to be an American.
That song, The Colors I Fly, Dan, you know this, and folks can YouTube it, D-Rock, The Colors I Fly. Dee wrote that with that very thing in mind, that we're not, or shouldn't conduct ourselves as red states or blue states, black people or white people, that we're red, white, and blue. And I think his lyrics of the song really evoke that. And that's what we're trying to do with Rally. That's what we're trying to do with Foundation. I'm just the conduit. I only hope to be the equal sign between the donor and the doer, the equal sign between the grassroots activists and these wonderful people that they don't get to see otherwise, you know? I mean, they don't go to CPAC. That's not their gig. No. They can't afford to, for starters. Who can these days? But I only hope to be a sufficient equal sign and rise to the occasion and what is called of me, and that's really about it. You guys inspire me, and you guys teach me. I learn every day, and most times there's a bunch of people out there putting me to shame. I love to see you on my wall when you jump in with something. I'm like, dang, I didn't know that. It's awesome.
Well, I feel the same way, that every day I'm learning something, you know, because I don't know it all. I'm a reader, and that's my big thing. That's why I have some information. But it's, we're all here, you know. I can't do it without, you know, or you can't do it alone. We have to have, you know, our brothers and sisters. And, you know, if you look at our country, we are all shapes and sizes and colors and nationalities and, you know, but that's what makes us so beautiful. And that's what the great experiment is, and that's what makes us so strong as a country. People, when they look at the United States, you know, other countries, I was lucky enough to do a lot of traveling, you know, as a sailor. And they admire, actually, what they show on the TV is a lie. People don't hate us. It's actually, if you travel the world, you find out that people admire what we've done. They sit down there, they call us a land of opportunity. And, you know, we are. I mean, if a person like Frederick Douglass can start out as a baby who was owned, he didn't even have his own body. And yet, by the time of his death, he was a top 1%er, and he had been an advisor to 5 presidents. And that was in the height, you know, right after the before and after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if a person like that can do what he did back then, you know, the sky's the limit for anybody who wants it. And see, our government today is trying to take that away. And they're trying to, you know, not allow us to have that. They want the power to control us. And, you know, what I'm pushing is, you know, I can't do much. I'm a gimp. I admit it, you know. You remember last August, I was in a coma for six
yes.
weeks. You know, I was the one, I literally, I mean, had a near-death experience. I was, you know, almost checked out. And so I can't do much, but you know something? I can be a cheerleader and, you know, encourage people that, you know, even people like me, you know, can still help a little bit. You know, it's... you know, we have to get out there and show everybody. And you know, I'm happy that if you look at my webpage, there's black, there's Hispanic, there's, you know, every race you can mention. You know, there's... I've even had one guy from Al Qaeda who tried to join.
That's funny.
I mean, it's so it can be done. It's you know, we just got to treat everybody. I tell everybody just treat everybody the same. You know, I'm not saying, you know, when I talk about a friend of mine who's black, Asian or whatever, I don't mention it because, you know, Gay Carl said, it's not part of the issue. You know, D is a friend of mine and he, you know, is a wonderful songwriter. And other than that, you know, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't bring up, you know, what your nationality or what your heritage was, because, you know, something that shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's right. Dan, I want to break in here because I know
yeah.
Jennifer, is she's got to go. And I know Kim, we're at the top of the hour, and Kim has said she wanted to go. So I want to give a chance for Jennifer to throw her last thing in there before she goes. So I'm going to pass it to Jennifer. And before I let it go, Kim, you rock. You rock, girl.
You rock.
Pass it to you, and then I'll take it back, and then we'll say goodbye to Kim, and then Dan, you and I'll just continue on.
Okay.
I just want to encourage everybody. Patriot Field of Dreams. Before Kim goes, I'd ask her to please announce the website and all the details about the Rally for Common Sense this weekend, and if they, you know, where to find them on Facebook and that sort of thing. But I just, encourage if anybody lives in the area, if you've got free time, you know, if you've got free time to go and spend some time with some patriots and hang out around a campfire, you know, I mean, this is not the Hilton. You know, you're not gonna find the hot tub and all those, you know, 5-star amenities, but you will get 5-star patriots. And you'll get 5-star grassroots, and it'll be a 5-star event in my book. You know, I think that we as Americans are not looking for all the frills, the bells and whistles, and all the 5-star amenities that you get at the resort. We're looking for answers on how to save this nation. You know, this is going to be a fun, free, open carry event. And if anybody's looking for an answer, there are people there that are going to have the answers, you know. And I am really grateful to all the patriots that are putting this on, Kim Paris being at the helm of this. Her patriot man, D-Rock Country, shout out to my coffee drinker. Yes. You know, that's one thing that he and I have in common, other than the red, white, and blue stripes and stars, you know, in the Constitution. I'm thankful and grateful for people out there like Kim that are helping to spread the message of liberty across the aisles. And it's not afraid to go across the aisles to do this, you know. And you know what I say? Bring it on. Bring it on. Come out there and try to mess with those people. We're not trying to start anything. We're just trying to save our nation and put God back in the center of everything that is rightfully ours. You know, it's God's kingdom. And with that, I'll pass it back to Kim.
Jennifer, thank you so much. Dan, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was wonderful talking to you.
You have all been so supportive. We really are in the trenches together. I feel it every day. We're inviting more people into the trenches. Real quick, it makes me laugh thinking about D-Rock's song, Patriot Girl, when he was writing it, and he's real pleased with it and sharing it with me. And the verse now is... in the trenches fighting for you and me, but the original version was, she's always here in the trenches fighting with you and me. And I'm like, oh, baby, words matter, not fighting with you. I don't want to be kicked out of the trenches, okay? Fighting for you and me would just go better with those Patriot Girls. But we are in this together. I've always felt that you guys inspire me, Dan, Scott, Jennifer. Thank you for all that you do and lifting me up at different times when I've needed it. I hope to be the same for you. You make me feel like I do today.
I do.
So thank you for giving me this time. The rally is this Saturday, middle of Missouri. It's a day trip. You can do it in a day trip from really anywhere in Missouri. Otherwise, camping. I just saw on my Facebook page one of our friends, Doug Simon, made a very funny observation. He says, I'm taking off Friday to go to rally. That makes this hump night. I thought that was great. It's his Wednesday because he's taking off Friday to go. Folks are already on the road coming in. They can roll in and camp. If they go to the website, rallyforcommonsense.org, on the location page, exact driving directions, because it is on private property. You won't be able to roll in and ask at the gas station. But all right there, all the hotel information, you can get things inexpensively. And this is, too, about funding Main Street Patriots. You can learn more about that on the About Us page that will be launching soon. The website, if you want to get a head start, share your information, and we'll notify you when the first grant opportunity opens up, which is November 1st. All things working right, which is mostly me getting all the web content to the web developer. So I've been a little distracted, so it's on me. In fact, if he's listening tonight, he's like, why are you on the radio, Kim? Aren't you supposed to be writing website content? But November 1st is when we anticipate the first grant opportunities opening up. So rallyforcommonsense.org, fundingmainstreetpatriots.org, brother and sister to each other, and all of us that are involved in that, and eventually then the donors and the grantees together, we can make a difference. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, and we'll be spreading the word.
Hey, have a great night, everybody, okay?
You too.
Yippee Rocker, love. We always want to give him credit, man. We use his music all the time, and he's the official music of Contending for Truth Radio. And it's just not the music. He's got some incredible words, and he's so much appreciated and so loved here. Both of you are, and I want to thank you for your time, and I want to thank you again for all the hard work you do. You rock, girl. I believe in you a lot, and you just rock.
Amen. I'm gonna sleep like a rock on Sunday. I know that.
Yes, you will.
Thank you so much, you guys. We'll talk to you soon. I'll report back in, and you'll be the first to know here to talk about foundation when we open that up. Okay. Thank you, Scott.
Sounds like a plan.
All righty. Good night, guys.
All right. Good night, Kim.
Good night.
Wow. Great show. You know, we covered a lot of areas today. But the big thing is, you know, she works so hard. So hard to put this together. I can't even imagine. My life has always been one that my big blocks of time sometimes just dissipate. I wouldn't be able to put something together like that. It takes hours and hours of countless work. It takes a lot of disappointment. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot out of you. And she is. She's a patriot girl. She's a hard worker. She's always been a great friend of this show and Blog Talk Radio in whole. And we look forward to, over the years, watching as she continues. I'm very excited about her foundation. I was very excited last time. I had her and D-Rock both on politics and religion. Don't tell me I can't mix them on a Monday not too long ago. And I don't know where the time went. We ended up all of a sudden, here we are at the rally all of a sudden. Time flies by fast. But it's so important for us to bring people like Kim on and people like D-Rock on. And I want to take this the opportunity for those that are still listening. If you got a Facebook page, take that link, rallyforcommonsense.org, and post it. Share it. If you've got Twitter, share it. Help get the word out. Because the bigger and the bigger this rally gets, and I know they had over 1,000 people last year, and I'm a firm believer she's going to get more than that. She's got some incredible, incredible guests coming. Of course, Dan, a big favorite of your and mine, and all of us on Parental Sovereignty Radio, Kay Carl, Frederick Douglass Republicans. I'm a Frederick Douglass Republican. And if you don't know what that's about, listener, go to frederickdouglassrepublican.com and find out. And C.L. Bryant, wow, what a powerhouse. I would love to see C.L. Bryant. You know, I've had conversations with CL, and the man has got such a mind. And if you have not watched Runaway Slave, listener, it's on Netflix. If you go to Netflix, if you've got Netflix, you can watch Runaway Slave. And I'm going to tell you, powerful, powerful movie. And I know he's going to have great things. And so many other people there. Stacey Washington. Wow. What another powerhouse. I love Stacey. I love her to death. She's just, man, another one just incredibly smart. Of course, we talked about D-Rock, another friend of this show, Wayne Dupree. Wayne Dupree's got a story like you would not believe. He was not raised a Republican, but he stood back and he looked at what was going on. He went, well, they've been lying to me. And he's a big, huge voice. Oh, and the beautiful Kyra Davis, and everything, and many, many more are going to be there. And it's going to be a great guest list. We want to really, really encourage our listeners to help Kim in any way you can. And we are looking forward to when she opens up the foundation and really gets it running. I've been watching her for the last few months, starting to put that together. And it's going to be a great work. So, Dan, I'm going to pass it back to you and let you go ahead and ramble a little bit of closing remarks. My voice is about ready to die. And then we will close up the show with your concluding remarks.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks, Scott. I mean, I agree with you. Kim she's always inspired me. Since, when we first met. And so has Jennifer, it's like we feed off of each other, I think. It's something that, we see the other and we know the love they have, we all have for this nation. And it's, all we're doing is we're trying to save what is so special to us. It's so much more. When I look at this, when I look at Old Glory up there, I think about what it took. I think back of Francis Scott Key, he's on this boat all night, and he's watching the rockets going up and exploding in the air. But he sees the silhouette of the flag. And, they originally had a smaller flag up, but they wanted to make sure that everybody could see it. So they put Old Glory up. And the British did, everything they could to destroy it. They shot cannonballs through it, and yet, the flag stood. And by the end of the day, the British had put so much trying to destroy, destroy it. And yet we held. And, that star still Stars and Stripes is still there. And that's what this whole country is founded on. The hearts of true patriots. When he first, the Star Spangled Banner was originally published in a paper in Baltimore Times or whatever it was called, I can't remember, as a poem. And it took a while before somebody came up to the idea of this British drinking song, and they put that poem to the tune of that British drinking song, just to kind of give them a little nudge. And, what our forefathers fought for and what they believed in is so precious. It's more important than gold or anything. The only thing that becomes more important than what they created is God. But they created with God at the pinnacle. This way this nation was created. God, Constitution, the people. And we all believe so much of that. And every patriot I meet and every, new one I get to talk to, and I don't care what they're from, as long as you believe and with all your heart what we believe in and are willing to, there's nothing you are not willing to do for this nation, then you're a friend of mine. You're a patriot. And that's all I care about. You know, it's, you know, Thomas Jefferson said it best. He said, you know, the road to freedom was paved by the blood of patriots. And I hope we don't have to go that far, and I hope I don't have to spread any blood of my blood. I prefer to keep it where it is, but if I have to, I have to. You know, it's... And, Scott, I'm sure you feel the same way, and so does Jennifer, right. And so, you know, is we all feel the same thing. We have that in our hearts, and this country means more to us than anything other than God. I mean, it's God country, and we can't stand what's happening. How this president is trying to destroy our nation. You know, that's what it's all about, you know, and then, you know, to whoever's still listening, you know, we play the Red Skelton's Pledge of Allegiance because it best describes what it is. And what this whole nation's about, you know. It's not, you know, about the Simpsons or what's on The Price is Right or who's going to win American Idol. It's a idea. It's a idea. It's something that we're always striving constantly to make it better, not to tear it down. And this is all we want. You know, we want to bring back God, put God where he has always been in our nation and in our hearts, and then put the Constitution back where it belongs and take these idiots out of the Supreme Court and replace, you know, anyone who's not willing to do what we're willing to do. You know, I want the people who's going to represent me, I want them to represent me, because we are the people with the power. We're the ones with the power, not them. And they've forgotten that. And, you know, with that, I'll close it out for the night. And it was wonderful to have Kim on. Very, very close friend of mine, and you know, I love both her and Dee. I call them the salt of the earth, and you'll never find greater patriots than those two. And you know, I'm so proud of her and what she has accomplished in this new, you know, foundation she's put together. I mean, it's just, she just amazes me, and she's my inspiration, both her and Dee. And with that, I'm back over to you, Scott.
Well, and I have to just ditto all that, Dan. She is, you know, I met Kim in the early days of the Herman Cain campaign the first time, and, you know, there was so much going on. And I think it's important to point out, you know, how we all came together. You know, Herman Cain put together the right tools, and he was not a micromanager. And, you know, we a lot of us joined either on Team Cain there was a group, Elect Cain, and his grassroots organization grew, and it grew mightily. And some of them, you know, I have to shout out, I know they're listening, Teresa Bresky. Is listening, and Melissa is in bed, I'm sure, by now.
Oh, yeah.
Friends, and you know, we talk every day.
we talk every day. I've spent off and on all day long in conversation with Teresa and Melissa. And we met in the early days of Herman Cain. And Kim Paris was another one of those. And there for a time, there was so much going on all over the country. Jennifer Montrose was down doing the Cain train convoy, gathering buses to go multi-states to meet in Atlanta, Georgia. And Kim was doing things, and Nancy Hayes and Ken Brolin and some of these great patriots that work hard, countless hours. And then Herman Cain got off the train, and the train didn't stop. And we kept going, and we're still on that Cain train. We're all still connected. And, boy, you know, I know you love her. I know I love her. Kim Paris is going to have a successful weekend this weekend. We know she's going to top what she did last year. And it's exciting. And I hope to be there next year and walk through that picture. And, again, I want to encourage our listeners, go to rallyforcommonsense.org and look at that picture. And I want you to picture yourself walking down that path into a group of over 1,000 patriots. Gathered together to talk about common sense and to listen to greats like Kay Carl and C.L. Bryant and the many others that are going to be there. It's going to be an incredible day. I know. Dan, I know you and I both wish with everything we had that we could be there next Saturday, but we can't. Mm-hmm. If you're listening still at this point, I would encourage you, if you're in the Missouri area, head on over there next Saturday. It's free. You can't beat that. $10 parking. Bring a car full of five people. That's $2 a piece. And have a great time. D-Rock playing some music, and it's going to be just a great time. You know, you mentioned, and before my voice just goes out entirely, you mentioned Red Skelton, and that's what this is all about. And we're going to let Red Skelton take us away. He does each week, and he's going to tell the Pledge of Allegiance exactly the way it means it. And Red Skelton, cheers, my friend. Take it away.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. It was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?